This is episode 1931 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series this week all about how to manage insecurities. I'm going to share with you a meditation technique that you can take and do in your daily meditation. I also want to mention that most of you, I know that I hear from, I've done polls and all kinds of things, tell me that what you really value here on the podcast is a little insight I may share with you about the theme and the technique. And then you take that into your own meditation and you meditate. So it's not a guided meditation. I'm sharing with you a dynamic technique you can do with your daily meditation and some insight. And I want to mention that when I learned to meditate, this was actually how I was instructed. In fact, I took this intensive 3-month long course on Hatha yoga, yoga and meditation, because as I've shared with you in previous episodes, they go hand in hand. The instructor would start off the meditation with some insight. And this really helped us to focus our mind and just kind of prepare ourselves before we sat down to meditate. And often, but not always, he would share a technique. Usually it was a breathing technique. And as a new meditator, it was really hard for me to meditate. So I often would sit for the insight, just as many of you tell me you do, because you might be new to meditation or just want a little inspiration to carry through your day without really sitting down to meditate. And that's exactly how I was. I wasn't actually sitting down to meditate, so I would get up and I wouldn't do the meditation. Meditation is truly a ritual that requires some discipline. And if you're not used to sitting still, it can be really difficult. And so honor your journey wherever you are. If you're not quite to the point where you're seated, guided in a meditation, take the technique and the insight and just apply it to your day. Pretty soon, you may begin to feel like you want to sit down and experience longer immersions of stillness and stress relief rather than just a little break by doing the technique. So that's why I share the podcast the way I do. The longer full guided meditations are on my meditation app, which I mention because some of you want the full guided meditations. I share the insight and the full guided meditation on my app, and there's a timestamp for each meditation, so you know exactly where the inspiration ends and where the meditation begins. So you can skip to go directly to the guided meditation, or you can just listen to the inspiration and skip the meditation. So with that, I want to mention that because I was reading some of my reviews, which I don't read, I'm sorry to say, just because I really want to not be influenced so much by what people say. People who send me a personal email and give me some feedback or ask me to create a series about something in particular, I really value that. I always get back and respond personally. Sometimes reviews, though, are scathing, and that's normal, but sometimes the reviews are so beautiful, and I really appreciate those of you who have left me positive reviews. I do this because I really love it, and I share my own authentic meditation ritual with you, and there are many, many meditation apps and meditation podcasts, but I really enjoy the way that I share it and structure it. And I know that if you enjoy it too, that I will do my best to keep things fresh. And I really do value your time. I also don't take any paid advertisers. I tried that for one or two episodes and it just didn't feel right. I do announce my own app because for you, I feel like that might be a value for you at some point if you want to go deeper into your meditation ritual. So I take a little extra time to share these thoughts with you. Like I said, I just was reading my reviews and I noticed that in the past week or so, I've had some really very negative reviews. People didn't like my voice or they didn't like this or that. But they felt so strongly about it that they felt inclined to give some pretty harsh feedback in some cases. But there was really some nice feedback too, as I mentioned. So I just want to let you know that I do things here the way I do it because this is how I do it. Everybody is unique. If we all did things the same, it just wouldn't be as interesting. And I thought, how uncanny that these many comments that were so negative would be shared during the week of managing insecurities, or rather that I'd read them during this week. Because I was thinking, oh yeah, okay, well, let me think about my gratitudes. What am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful for the freedom that we can express ourselves. And I'm also grateful for the people who wrote lovely reviews. And I'm also grateful for people's honesty. And that means a lot to me. And I also want to say that I'm so grateful that I know how to do a podcast because I set up my podcast on my own. I do everything by myself. It's done with more heart and soul than perfection. But I'm here with you, committed to showing up daily as best as I can. So onward to your technique for the day. As you think about and embrace your own insecurities that may be existing or may pop up because of events or stress triggers in your life, maybe some new insecurities crept in this week, I share with you a mudra meditation technique that you can do on the go or as you sit down to meditate. This is a mudra that helps you to resolve issues. And this mudra especially is noted to help resolve issues having to do with your notion of sexuality. But when I do this mudra, I feel like it's a mudra of creation. I feel insight and inspiration as I do this mudra, which also has to do with your sexuality and feeling secure and rooted in your sexuality, which is important. As I've heard from many of you, that you have had a lot of hurtful experiences in regard to your own sexuality. And so I thought I would share this mudra. It is called the Mahatrika Mudra. And how you do it is you touch your index fingertips with your thumb tips. So you're making a circle with your index finger and your thumb. And then you touch your little fingers together. And you'll notice you might be wondering what to do with your middle fingers and your ring fingers. Just extend those upward. So again, your little fingers are touching and you're making a circle, touching your thumb tips with your index finger tips. And then those are touching. You can hold this at your pelvic area and feel more rooted and secure in regard to your sexuality. If you aren't doing mudras, then as you settle yourself down to meditate today, bring to mind how you feel about your own sexuality. Do you feel like you have a healthy approach to such an intimate connection with others. I mention this as well because I know porn addiction is huge, especially in the U.S. where I live. I think it's huge all over. I was looking at some statistics the other day, and the devastation from pornography is massive. And it's starting at younger and younger ages now, with the internet access being so easy for young and impressionable minds. So if you could approach your sexuality with purity, feeling as though you're connected to your loved one, maybe you don't have a partner in your life, but your notion of feeling as though there's a beautiful potential for romantic, loving companionship that's pure, that's elevated, that takes your relationship to a level where you are benefiting your community. You might benefit a beautiful family. You might be involved in projects where you make the world a better place. Think of your partnerships as being productive, not just ego-driven to satisfy your needs, but as an expression of your combined love and connection shared with the world. So this is your technique and insight to take into your meditation today. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.